City Council President Darrell Clark says the plan would at first give the Philadelphia School District all the money generated by keeping a sales tax surcharge that was supposed to expire. But after that first year, some of the tax dollars would go to the city's underfunded pension plan.
We think it's a balanced approach. We're looking forward if this legislation, along with a couple of other measures, are enacted to providing more than the 120 that has been discussed over the last couple of months. We think it's an approach that will put both of those entities on a path to stable footing. So I think it's something that we should look forward to implementing.
Starting in year two, this plan counts on creating a Philadelphia cigarette tax, something leaders of the Pennsylvania legislature would have to approve and so far have refused to do. Councilman Curtis Jones introduced the bill outlining the plan on Clark's behalf. He says the $120 million this would send to the school district would be nothing more than a starting point.
We need to be working on long-term solutions, which I think we are, to make sure that we don't have this crisis every doggone year. And if we can do that and work it out with representatives in Harrisburg, both in the Senate and the House, and potential change at the top level in the governor's mansion, I think the future for our children will be more stable.
The bill itself, separate from a proposed cigarette tax, needs enabling legislation in Harrisburg. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.